Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
You guys, it's been 30 episodes of Sunday's Pod, and we're so grateful, but also we wanted to reflect on everything we've learned. I think this would be a nice way to close out the year with our first season of podcasting. Never thought that I would be a podcaster, but here we are 30 episodes later, and I'm so excited for season two. We have some amazing things planned, and hopefully this is going to come off to be like a really big, amazing start, like Steph and I hope. But right now, we're talking about everything that we've learned as podcasters in our 6 months of podcasting. Or has it been more than that, Steph? We started in May, right? When did we start? I can't remember now.
Oh my gosh. I can't remember the exact month, but I would say it's been almost 6 months.
I think it was, yeah, May. I think we launched like mid-May.
Okay. So if it was mid-May, we've got 30 episodes under our belt and wrapping up season one. Man, it feels really good. I'm proud of us that we did it. We stuck with it. We had these like big visions of being on video and kind of like formulating it in a really different way than what it ended up being for season one. But I'm honestly proud of us for not giving up.
Giving up. Yes. And staying consistent. Like, let's reflect on the days that when we like first started, like even thinking about the name, like everything, you know what I mean? But also, Steph, we need to figure out when we started so that we can actually have a podcast anniversary. We need to remember the date.
I can tell you when we started dating. Hold on.
Oh my God, I love it.
Our first episode, you were right. We posted on May 12th.
I love it. See, there you go. We have to celebrate 1 year of Sunday's Pod. Hopefully we'll be exactly where we want to be. But if we're not, that's okay too.
Yeah. But I have a feeling we will be. We've worked through so many kinks, and like we've got a really good game plan together. I'm just excited for the future. But like I said, I'm just proud of us. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, we're celebrating these little victories. At least we started.
Okay, so what is something we've learned along the way? Podcasting, season one.
Oh my gosh. I think consistency is definitely a thing that you have to do from the beginning. Like if you want to start any kind of business, it's very, very important to do that. And for me, I think like within myself, I've learned that I'm actually pretty comfortable talking to the internet into this abyss that I don't even know who's listening to it. But here are my thoughts, people.
Right. We have worldwide listeners. It's not even just the United States, like all over the world.
Oh,
isn't
my God,
that crazy?
I love that. That's actually really nice. It's really rewarding.
Yeah. I would say, you know, like you said, being very consistent and just not worrying about like how many downloads, who's listening, how many followers do we have on Instagram, like keeping our head down and just doing the work, I think has been the most rewarding. Not to say that we don't look at analytics to try to figure out, okay, what do people want to hear? What's responding or what's resonating the most? We definitely look at that data, but just staying focused and eye on the prize has been the biggest thing that I feel has helped us make it to 30 episodes.
Yeah, I completely agree. And this, the confidence that's built up over this time of being consistent. And like Steph said, like when we started, we're just focusing on the content because of course, content is king. And we want this to be a very relatable podcast because our podcast is all about 30-something life and how you're evolving as a person. And I think like it's definitely very relatable, and some topics have been very relatable, and people have reached out in DMs saying like they completely resonate with this or they feel differently the same way about it. You know what I mean? I don't know why I said differently, but anyways, you know what I mean? And I think like even like before, Steph and I used to have like a whole outline, and then we wouldn't like veer off the outline, and we were kind of just like nervous talking. And like I've seen like a day and night difference between even how I feel with just like talking, kind of like more conversational.
Yeah. And I feel like we both enjoy the conversation and that it flows so much better. it's good to have notes, especially when you're speaking on something that requires factual information and you want to be sharing information that is on par with what's the truth. But having just regular conversations with your girlfriend is at the core what we really wanted to do anyway. So being able to get to that comfort level has been a huge win and something that we're continuing to get more confident in. And I feel like it's also about moving out of your comfort zone. I feel like, you know, we're both very like structured. We like to have a plan, and just like talking has turned out to be like just the easiest thing. Hey, Humphrey.
Exactly. Humphrey. Humphrey's always in the background in the podcast, guys. But yeah, I totally agree with that. Positivity outside of our comfort zone. Why did I do a positivity? I don't know what that even means. I just read that whole thing. Sorry, Steph. Okay, let me say that this again.
I think so. You're saying like we found something positive outside of our comfort zone is what.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I think like having this long form content is something that I've been wanting to do for so long. I think it really gives the audience like a very, or the listeners, a very deep dive into like what we're thinking. And I think like podcasting in that sense is really nice because you can't just go on and on for 45 minutes on social media about like your thoughts or whatever it might be. So in that sense, like I think just having this whole other outlet to be creative and like for people to get to know us better has definitely been a really nice welcome change.
Yeah. I mean, especially when we've been doing Instagram and just social media in general for so many years, we're both, what, like 7+ years in the game on this. And so adding something different, challenging ourselves, challenging our minds, and just trying something different has been really rewarding. And it's something that I would say I would encourage anybody who is like kind of been doing the same thing for so long. Like, don't be afraid to just add something new to the mix. Try something new. Like I hate when if I meet someone like years in the past and then I see them again maybe like 10 years later. I hate when they're still doing the same thing. Like, girl, you still doing the same thing? Like, you know, like try something new, expand your horizons. And I'm proud of us for like, just, we don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
We're just doing it. And so I would say, I hope we're inspiring other people to, it doesn't have to be a podcast, but I hope we're inspiring you to just get out there and try something, try whatever it is, try it.
Yeah, because in the end of the day, you might just completely surprise yourself like I think we have. And I personally love this podcast. It's like my little, tiny little area of the internet, as everybody likes to call their, you know, their social media thing. But I really love it because I'm able to like completely be free and share my thoughts and just allow for people to connect together in like different situations. And I know we talk about like some really deep topics here. We just talk about pop culture, but I think it's been a really nice growth for all of us together. I think like with me and Steph, there's definitely been a very nice, no, I don't even know what I'm trying to say now. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. But do you know where Usher was at 7 o'clock?
No. Oh my God, still. I still don't know. I have no idea where he was, okay? Like, I don't care.
Oh, it's important.
Shay always laughs at me about that. Yeah, so here you go. Like, this is kind of like a very raw, unfiltered episode. So now you kind of know what it's even like to be a podcaster because all of our episodes are edited and this one isn't. And we're still not perfect, but that's okay.
That is totally okay. And I, you know what? I'm just looking forward to what's next. I guess where I'm going to have to get dressed now if we're going to be in front of the camera, because I do enjoy just rolling out of bed and popping on some headphones and sitting in front of a computer. But we're gonna fulfill our vision of making this something really, really special for you guys. And I can't wait to show you.
I know this is going to be a really fun episode. We have so much planning to do, and I'm like genuinely like nervous, but like this is also something that's really good, right? Like everybody who talks about like growth and positive change and like surprising yourself always says, like everybody says, like put yourself out of your comfort zone, because you'll never know what you can achieve. And again, if it scares you, you should be probably doing it, because you'll learn something about yourself or you'll develop like a new skill set. And podcasting made us like super nervous. And I remember like we used to fumble on our words all the time, and it was like this thing and like so much editing. And then we tried video and it failed. You know, like we would get ready for like hair and makeup, and then like we would shoot episodes, and then like either the audio wasn't working or like the video wasn't working. There was just like so many like hiccups, but like we just figured it out. And like the next season is going to be something that's completely out of our comfort zone yet again. So I'm like really hopeful for that. And like doing this with Steph is nice, because we're both in this together.
Yeah. And we're friends. And so it's like, it's an easy conversation. Like I love it. And I'm happy for us. And I'm so grateful that you guys have stuck with us through season one. And I hope that when we are on our future seasons, we can look back on this and just kind of like smile at how far we've come.
Oh my God, yes. That'll be so rewarding. But I think like my biggest takeaway from this is like whatever season that you're in, if you've been thinking about doing something, if something is your dream, you know, if honestly, like I started thinking about a podcast since like 2020, and it just took me like 2 years to get it rolling. But of course, like there was a lot happening in the world before that. And of course, like I wanted a co-host, etc. There was like a lot of moving points, but it's okay if it takes you 2 years to start something or whenever it is, just start. And it's never going to be perfect from the get-go. You kind of just have to roll with the punches and figure it out. And like my biggest takeaway from this is just focus on the next step rather than like, of course you have goals, but like you also have to break down those goals into like achievable things that you can do on a daily basis, because the skill set is not going to develop over time. It will take time for you to perfect anything. But like, I'm happy now that I've been doing this podcast. I feel like I have a whole other skill set under my belt that a lot of people don't have right now. And it's just like confidence in like even speaking or, you know, showing a very vulnerable side to yourself that is hard to achieve. But of course, anything can be done if you put your mind to it. If that is your goal, go for it. Just don't think about like the mountain you need to climb. Just think about one step at a time, because success will always have like highs and lows. It's never like a trajectory. You know what I mean? Have you seen those like business diagram stuff of like what success people think success looks like and what it actually looks like?
Yeah. People think it's like this skyrocket.
It's like a linear. Yeah. It's like a linear line just going from the bottom to the top, but it's not like that at all. It's just highs and lows.
Exactly.
Because like, and like right now we thought like, oh, we conquered this mountain of like getting the podcast started and figuring out how to even start a podcast. Like how do you put it on Spotify and all of this stuff? But like we have a whole other mountain in front of us, which is like our dream, and we have to like somehow figure it out. I know we keep talking about this in like such like a, you know, like ambiguous way, like what's coming for season two, but I don't want to like overshare.
Yeah, I don't want to overshare, but we definitely, like, I think the biggest thing I learned is how to pivot. I had this grand idea of like what I wanted to do. And it was really divine how Sarah and I came together. Like she wanted to do a podcast. I had a whole other vision that was kind of similar to a podcast, but you know, we had a hard time getting it started, like Sarah mentioned. And you know, we pivoted. We didn't give up. We just pivoted what we did so that we could at least get the ball rolling. And now, you know, we're ready to take that next step. And I'm nervous even just thinking about it. Like my heart's racing. I'm like checking my heart rate right now on my Apple Watch.
My armpits are sweaty.
But you know what? Like we're doing it. And
we
still showed up, even though this isn't what we envisioned for season one. But we
showed like,
up
let's
anyway.
Talk about like what we envisioned. We envisioned of like having video and everything from the get-go. We were like, yeah, we're totally going to do this. And like
full
we tried
glam.
It a couple of times. Fully failed. So bad.
Yeah. And you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. And then I think we just had to become more realistic and being like, listen, we just started this. Let's not go 0 to 100. Let's at least figure out our audio. Because I remember I had like a horrible mic in like the first few episodes. And I'm like, oh my God, I sound horrendous. And then I got a new mic and I'm like, okay, I mean, this is a podcast. Like, we have to have good audio. You know what I mean? So, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But this is like all a learning thing. And yeah, in like 5 years, I'm like really excited to see like how far we can go with this.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm like, I don't want to get emotional, but I feel like good things are coming. Good things are coming, Sarah. They are.
I love it. Yeah, good things are coming. I'm very hopeful for the future. I always am. I mean, that's like the beauty of life, I feel like. It's like a little game that you play with yourself and how you can like surprise yourself. I don't know. I always think of it that way.
Yes, for sure. Well, guys, have a happy new year. Thank you so much for sticking with us for season one. And we cannot wait to see you in 2023 for season two of Sundays.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much to everybody who's been listening. Even if it's a private DM, whatever it's been such a journey. And without you guys, it would be nothing. So truly, from the bottom of our heart, we're so grateful and thankful for you guys. Happy holidays, and we will see you guys in 2023. Exciting times ahead.
See you next Sunday.
Literally, I'm sweating saying that. Okay, see you guys next Sunday.